T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you understand the gridlock one draft t-shirt is going to be sitting in when he departs for Raleigh, North Carolina today at noon?
Today, actually not as bad as yesterday. I heard yesterday that Tuesday is actually now the most traveled day on the roads.
Is that right?
It may not be the most traveled day. I'm guessing
invalidated.
I'm guessing,
I do my own research.
Guessing 95 South is going to be pretty busy.
I heard
today.
A 15-second report.
Well, you know me. We leave Thursday morning.
Travi, you will not get past the Occoquan without a backup.
There's, well, that's
just,
daily.
It's just impossible.
Where's Drab go? Where does he
He's
go?
Going to Raleigh, North Carolina.
This is his brother this time.
All right, joining us right now is our pal Brandon Lang. He's calling us from Florida, although I believe he's moving out to Vegas because of his daughter, who's a big-time singer.
Didn't know that.
Are you, putting your house on the market? Are you renting? What are you doing, Brandon?
No, I already. It's sold. It's sold quick here in Jacksonville.
Did you
make a nice profit? That was a layup. And then we'll rent for our first year in Vegas, and then figure out. We may go to L.A. I mean, I may go right to L.A. But all my family's in Vegas, so we'll rent in Vegas for a year, and then take a deep breath and see. Like I said, she may, and it's more acting and singing because she's an incredible talent. As you guys saw, that's just the singing, but her she got acting in her blood big time. She may audition for a year, and she may hate it. And she may say, I want to go back to, my private school in Jacksonville, where she's gone since she's pre-K three, since she was 3 years old. So she's got this nucleus of friends that she's been with for, 5 years. So we'll see. So we're going to rent the first year before we lay the roots down.
How old is your daughter?
She's 8.
Were you here, Cakes, when we watched the video?
I missed this prodigy that we're talking about.
And I have to say, very talented kid,
very
I
nice.
Guess. Very talented.
Props.
By the way, for listeners, BrandonLang.com to get his winners. I want to go back because you mentioned L.A. I've kind of forgotten. So the movie Two for the Money comes out about you, and you've talked about this in the past. You caddied out like near L.A., right?
Riviera.
Where you were pitching the movie?
Yeah, at Riv is where I caddied for Dan Gilroy, who, by the way, has absolutely blown up. Like, if on a scale of 1 to 10, Dan, from a writing standpoint, was at a 7 when I met him, he's at a 10. He wrote and directed Nightcrawler, which, if you didn't see it, was a phenomenal movie with Jake Gyllenhaal and Bill Paxton about the true story of guys who troll at night for accidents and wrecks and then get the footage and sell them to networks.
Right.
And that was all Dan.
In fact, he got mentioned today on the show, Brandon, because we have a kid that does movie reviews. Well, he's in his 30s now, but that does movie reviews on Fridays. And he's got the new Denzel movie, right? Which is Dan
which
Gilroy.
Which was written and directed by Dan Gilroy.
Gilroy. Gotcha.
So that's who did Two for the Money. That's who I caddied for. And Dan and I have become unbelievable friends. And I've told the story a million times that I never had a contract with Dan and Renee. It was a handshake, and I got every dollar that I was supposed to get, soup to nuts, bar none. And I actually was invited to the premiere and couldn't make it of the Denzel thing. Just Kim and I couldn't get out there. But any movie he does, I'm invited. And, in fact, he always writes a part in it for me if I want it, and I haven't been able to cash in yet, which
would
be fun.
What are you doing? You got to get out there.
I do, but again, I'll be in Vegas. I'll be closer now. He's got a huge Netflix deal that a lot of people bid on that's reuniting Renee and Jake Gyllenhaal from Nightcrawler. Listen, if you haven't seen Nightcrawler,
no, it's a good movie.
I will stake, and again, I don't recommend movies. Nightcrawler is, you'll be blown away at the realness of it. and it's a true story, but how we're still trying to figure out how Jake Gyllenhaal didn't get nominated for the Academy Award. And now they're saying Denzel may get nominated for this role as this lawyer. And Dan wrote the part for Denzel. And when Denzel read the script, he says, I got to do this. And the fact that Dan's directing now, it's unbelievable to know that he was responsible for getting, him and Renee were responsible, and Jay Cohn, the producer, for getting two for the money. But listen, I miss caddying. I'll be honest with you guys. I love it. I love entertaining guys for 4 hours on the golf course and cutting up and having a cocktail and telling jokes and you know, gets you away from the house. And heck, there's times where I've told Kim, listen, I may go take the summer off and go caddy for 3 months and find a private course and just go be a guy. It's a blast. And Riviera, I listen to get to play there every Monday when I was doing it, and the celebrities I caddied for, and I've told stories on your show of you get to spend 4 hours with Mark Wahlberg, Jack Nicholson, Dennis Hopper, that story I think I've told on your show of spending 4 hours with Jack and Dennis, and they're smoking weed, and I'm not a big weed smoker, and those two got me so high. I got back to my house at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I was still high till midnight. I mean, it was at Hollywood Weed. So,
hey, Brandon, talk about all the different guys, because I know you've caddied at a bunch of big time places, right? Not just Riviera.
Oh God, yeah, God, yeah. Not just Riviera, Muirfield Village in Ohio, Bayonne in New Jersey, which is another great course.
I think you did Shinnecock.
Sabonic in the Hamptons, which cost $1 million to join. You know, the wealth of people in Wall Street that you're caddying for. It's great. The people you meet. And listen, I got guys in my Rolodex I have two of the top 30 billionaires in my Rolodex who I have met who said, if you need anything, let me know. And I've never, you know, again, they're so wealthy and they're so genuine, so real that I've actually got a few friends jobs with them. And again, entry level jobs or whatever that as they're trying to build their stuff out of college. Just great guys that I've met doing it. And at the end of the day, to be able to get friends on these courses that otherwise they'd never get a chance to play.
Did you ever caddy out at Sawgrass?
No. It's not worth it. It's not worth, you know, when you caddy at these high end places, it's very easy to make $2,500 in a week, cash, tax-free. It's that easy at these high-end places.
Right.
And that's just and it's great exercise. It's been it was a fun gig while I was doing it, especially in L.A.
All right, do you have any winners? We're running out of time.
Maybe we should just do the Thanksgiving games. Can you do that?
Do you have any vibes on the Thanksgiving games?
I think your skins blow the Giants out.
Ooh.
I think the Giants, I think Kansas City's just that bad. I do. I think with all the close games Washington's played, they're just looking to hammer somebody. And I think with this line at 7, buy it down to 6.5, I think this is the game that they get after it and they flat out blow out. And I don't care what the line is on New England and Miami, that's a 52-13 final.
Wow.
They are going to – that line can't be – I'm surprised it's under 17. That line should be 24, and that's not going to matter. They are going to beat that team so bad. 52-13 right down. That's your final.
Wrote it down in
New England and Miami. College football, you guys have seen Memphis just light up the scoreboard, right?
Yep.
UCF at home held Memphis to essentially 7 points. Memphis scored with a minute to go to get to 13. Memphis, UCF has blown people out. Number one offense number one scoring offense in college football, laying 10 at home to South Florida, who struggled against Tulsa, who gave up 63 to Tulane earlier this year
in
USF.
Quickly, Brandon. Quickly, who do you like?
We got to run here in like
30
seconds.
So it's Memphis minus whatever it is?
No, UCF minus the points over South Florida.
Oh, okay.
Play your skins, and I'm going to take Auburn plus the 4.5 over Alabama.
All right. Good stuff.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
We'll talk to you next week. Brad Johnson,
got it, guys.
Will be back.
We'll tell some caddy stories next week because you brought up the golf. They're unbelievable to think back on them now and the guys I spent time with.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Thank
you, Brad.
Have a
great Thanksgiving,
Check
buddy.
Them out, BrandonLang.com. BrandonLang.com. By the way, McDonald's signature recipe sandwiches are here. Pico guacamole made with real house avocados. Sweet barbecue bacon made with thick-cut applewood smoked maple bacon. And sriracha with limited edition sriracha mac sauce. Now with McDelivery, you can order McDonald's and Uber Eats. Get a signature crafted sandwich delivered to your door. Download Uber Eats app. Try one today. Participate in McDonald's. I'm loving it. For Cake, CB, and
JP. Turkey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.